Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Rich Galen back on the show. His website is mullings.com. It's an outstanding thrice-weekly cyber column. Rich is one of our political operatives in the brain trust of the Republican persuasion. Rich, the news of the week and the month is that there's rioting in the streets. The people have stormed the federal buildings, the government buildings, taken, you know, basically, you know, threatened to take over the governments, and shouting, you know, holding placards and shouting they're not going to take it anymore. And I'm not talking about Greece, Rich. I'm talking about Wisconsin.
In Madison.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as I do remember, though, I actually do remember watching what happened in Greece, thinking, you know what? I don't know how long it will take, but that could happen here in the United States. Now, I envisioned that. I did not envision it within 3 months.
Well, I think all this whole business that started, I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, that started with a flower seller in the market of a small town in Tunisia.
Was that the butterfly wing hitting the mountain?
That's right. I said, you know, looking back in 100 years, I forget his name now, but I said he might be as famous as the Archduke Ferdinand, where, you know,
right,
a relatively minor event touched off two world wars. But in Wisconsin, I mean, let's be fair about this. I mean, nobody in Wisconsin, or for that matter, Indiana or Ohio, is throwing
right,
Molotov cocktails at
right,
anybody. So I misrepresented it and called it a riot a couple of weeks ago, and I backed off that because it's not true.
Well, you were having a hyperbolic moment, weren't you?
Right. Yeah, that's right. And you know, that's just what I do. But the this whole thing started with Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, when mm-hmm, he just stood up to the teachers' unions there. That's what started it there. I mean, nobody rioted. Because Christie, you know, Christie has Democrats running both the House and the Senate, so he's much more limited in what he can get done. But even there, the legislature realizes that you can't continue to spend money mm-hmm, this way, the way they have been spending it, and because there's no money to spend.
The legislature may get it, but the unions still don't get that, wherever they may be.
Oh, no, the unions are absolutely opposed to this. And one of the things that I think is interesting is that if you look at kind of normal union employee versus employer relations, there's a natural stop to what the unions can demand, because you put the business out of business and nobody has a job, so you have to. But with government unions, which are by far the largest unions now, that doesn't exist, because mm-hmm, no, you're not going to put the state of Wisconsin out of business. Well, New Jersey's not going to go out of business. So there is no natural limiter on what unions can demand. And when you have a Democratic legislature and Democratic governors who have been elected largely on the backs of the SEIU and some of these other unions, you know, they got to pay it off, and they do. And then it's left for the governor after that.
Will Walker prevail in Wisconsin, the governor?
He already has. I don't think – I mean, he's dug his heels in, and he's going to – the state house there has already passed the bill limiting.
And the reason it hasn't passed all the way is because Democrat senators have left the state that would allow a quorum if they were there.
Yeah, that's right. They only need one back, but they've taken some steps that are pretty interesting. They stopped. The biggest one was they stopped direct deposit of paychecks. so you got to come to your desk to get your check.
Right.
And they're not letting staff pick it up, or you know, their wives pick it up, or they got to
right,
come in. And now what they're doing is they think that people are kind of sneaking home to kind of get a change of clothes and going back to Illinois. And the reason is that in every state, and the federal government as well, the state police, or in the case of the federal government, the federal marshals, can compel attendance. They can come and get you and drag you to the house.
They can put you in cuffs and bring you there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Huh. But the Indiana or the Wisconsin State Police don't have any authority in Illinois. And right. By the way, I did find this. The Indiana Democrats have also hied up to Illinois.
They've gone to Illinois there. Too.
So Illinois is the great right. The bunker for all these hiding incumbents.
So what's gonna happen? I mean, is this gonna ripple across the states? If Walker wins, and Christie's kind of won, and now we got what's his name in Indiana?
Mitch Daniels.
Mitch Daniels in Indiana. We got the same thing going on in Ohio. Could this be another Patco kind of thing for the unions?
Oh yes, I don't know that Christie or Mitch or Governor Daniels or
Walker
or Kasich want to actually break the backs of the unions.
Right.
But what they have to do is they have to put in work rules that make sense in the modern times. I mean, and these states are the biggest problem on all of their balance sheet. I mean, first of all, they got the payrolls that they just can't meet. That's number one. But on their balance sheets, they've got these enormous unfunded liabilities for pension plans that somebody's going to have to pay off.
Well, this has got to ripple. This has got to be the first move to try to get the states headed in the direction that would keep them out of bankruptcy.
Yeah, and you can't. I mean, if you're a governor, you can't claim 10th Amendment protections against the federal government and then go back to the federal government and say, oh, by the way, I need $16 billion, a $16 billion loan
This has got to happen. You know, Rich, I heard President Obama say this is nothing more than union busting.
Yeah, he's been really quiet since he said that.
My audience won't be surprised to hear me say, I said, well, duh.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. We come back, folks. I'm going to get Rich to tell us what's going to happen with gas prices, especially because of what's going on in the Middle East, and how to solve the problem. Stay with us, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.